During animal health emergency situations, whether a natural disaster or infectious disease outbreak response, animal welfare issues must be considered and addressed. This just-in-time training presentation will overview some of the pertinent animal welfare considerations for equine during animal health emergencies. Animal welfare is the ethical responsibility of ensuring the well-being of animals. It refers to the physical and mental state of the animal and includes consideration of the animal's health, behavior, and biological function. Responders should continuously evaluate animal welfare issues throughout the response and refine situations when indicated. The five freedoms are internationally recognized ideal states of the welfare of animals. These principles can provide responders valuable guidance and a framework for determining and assessing animal welfare situations during animal health emergencies. The five freedoms include freedom from hunger and thirst, freedom from discomfort, freedom from pain, injury, and disease, freedom to express normal behavior, and freedom from fear and distress. Freedom from hunger and thirst addresses the provision of ready access to fresh water and diet to maintain health. During animal health emergencies, equids housed in temporary shelters will require food and water. Equids should be fed between 1-2% of their body weight in roughage per day and 1.5 quarts of water to every pound of grain or forage provided. For the average 1,000-pound horse, this translates to 10-20 pounds of roughage and 4-8 gallons of water per day. Feed will depend on availability. Ideally, a high-quality grass hay such as Bermuda, orchard grass, or timothy should be provided. This amount may be reduced in situations where grass pasture is available. It should be increased in situations involving extreme cold temperatures. Grain may not be necessary except for juvenile animals, lactating mares, or severely underweight animals. Feed and water intake should be monitored daily. Equids may not eat in a stressful animal health emergency situation. If horses are stabled in large groups, several water sources and feed sources should be available to reduce territoriality and exclusion among the animals. Freedom from discomfort involves providing an appropriate environment, including shelter and a comfortable resting area. Any sheltering facility should provide protection from the elements and an appropriate temperature for the time of year, whether it be shade in the summer or warmth in the winter. If horses are housed individually, housing areas should be large enough to accommodate laying down and turning around. Stalls should be bedded with sawdust, wood chips, or straw, and cleaned daily for hygienic purposes. Attention to ventilation will be important to maintain adequate airflow throughout the building. Horses should be exercised at least once a day for health and well-being. If animals are housed outdoors, adequate wind protection and shade should be provided. Be sure to account for the seasonal temperature changes and provide fans, shade, and heaters if needed. If housing animals in groups, larger pens with ample room for movement will be needed. Overcrowded conditions should be avoided to avoid stress to the animals as well as to decrease potential for disease transmission. Animal welfare should also address freedom from pain, injury, and disease. Animals entering and exiting the shelter should be examined upon arrival by a veterinarian for any signs of disease or injury. When illness, injury, or other conditions threatening the animal's welfare are noted, appropriate action should be taken. This may range from medical treatment to surgical treatment. Some situations may warrant humane euthanasia. Be aware some animals may show a delay between the time of actual injury and showing signs due to a phenomenon known as stress analgesia. Therefore, awareness and monitoring of animal health before, during, and after transport and sheltering is important. Another animal welfare state is the freedom to express normal behavior, both individually and in groups. Animal behavior can be abnormal in times of stress, such as animal health emergencies. New surroundings coupled with an increase in handling and transport may raise stress on animals and alter the way an animal acts. Equids are herd animals by nature and may become anxious when separated from herd mates. Horses housed in temporary shelters should be grouped based on their farm of origin, pre-established herds, gender, mares with foals, and pregnant mares. Avoid separating animals from groupings they are familiar with. An equine animal may injure itself or responders when trying to get back to its herd. Finally, the freedom from fear and distress addresses the conditions and treatment which avoids mental suffering, including humane handling and humane euthanasia. Appropriate handling can minimize stress and leads to better overall health and welfare. Disaster situations or animal health emergencies will elevate the stress of equine animals. Animals in stress situations can become unpredictable and should be handled calmly. Knowledge and understanding of normal and abnormal equine behavioral patterns can help determine and anticipate reactions seen in emergency situations. Only trained individuals experienced with horses should handle horses in animal emergency situations. If horses are to be transported from one site to another location, welfare issues must be addressed. Only transport vehicles appropriate for the species should be used and should not be overcrowded. Ramps, trucks, and other equipment used in transporting horses should be safe so that horses do not injure themselves. Animals should be kept in familiar groups. In times of emergency, stress is on the rise for all involved. Emergency responders are no exception. Their mental health can be adversely affected by long hours, emotional stress, and the seriousness of disasters. When responders begin to succumb to these factors, it can adversely affect animal welfare. This may manifest itself in responder apathy, fatigue, uncompleted tasks, carelessness of tasks, and forgetting the overall welfare needs of the animals involved. Know how to recognize signs of stress and fatigue in yourself and others, and take appropriate actions to reduce this stress. For more information on animal welfare issues during an animal health emergency response, consult the following resources. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.